Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, a weekly psychic fusion of forward thoughts, far-out ideas, magical foray, and spellbinding song, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
The Way of the Leopard. Meditations and shamanic practices from the heart of Africa with fully initiated Sangoma John Lockley. And now, session one, the Sangoma Calling.
Avazalivam, igama lami ucingo lwendaba Ntombi mhlophe kungiyamba. Hey Joke, inuyengwe gogomoya John Keith Kelly Lockley ndilapha abi sounds through ukufundisa bantu ubuntu bunzulu undiyanqola thixo ndiyanqola bazali bam. Ndiyanqola Kelly, ne Lockley, ne Benville, ne Balmain, ne Tusk, ne Holden. Titi Kamaku. Ndiyanqola mam Gwevu. Ndiyanqola mam Trich. Ndiyanqola mam Wab. Ndiyanqola Gons. Ndiyanqola Stofile. Ndiyanqola Tata Kaiser. Ndiyanqola Tata Suguini. Ndiyanqola Bash. Ndiyanqola Jabomb. Ndiyanqola Tswatsa. Ndiyanqola Tui. Ndiyanqola Izinyanya Zam. Ndiyanqola Tata Bongan. Ndiyanqola Ndiyathandaza. Ndiyanqola Madiba. UNelson Mandela. Titi Chamaku. Ndiyanqola Subong Sunsa De Sunsinim Ku Bong Sunsa. Chamaku. Ndiyanqola Gogo Nobanile. Gogo Zamani. Gogo Moya Weswe. Gogo Mbai Mbai. Gogo Madumalan. Chamaku. Titi Ndawu Ndawu. Chamaku. Ndiyanqola Magqirha. Chamaku. Wamkelekile Izinyanya. Masithandaza. Masihamba phambile. Masinqeda bantu. Ukukhumbula Izinyanya zabo. Masihambe phambile. Ndithi chamaku.
My name is John Keith Kelly Lockley. Ucingo lwendaba. Ntomi shlobe kinkyamba. He joke. Inu yengwe. Gogo moya. I'm a Xhosa Sangoma. A medicine man from South Africa. A traditional African shaman. An African prophet. I come from the nation of Nelson Mandela. I come from the Xhosa people. I come to bring you a message. A message of humanity, of Ubuntu. I come to teach you the way of the leopard, to teach you how to connect to your bones, your blood, and your people. I bring you these teachings to help you remember who you are, to help you remember your people, to help you to connect with your destiny. Because as you connect with your bones and your blood, as you connect with your people, so you get to realize who you are. As you realize who you are, so you know what your job is on this planet. And as you get to connect with your people, so you connect with your heart. As you connect with your heart, so you bring more peace and harmony inside yourself. And this peace and harmony can spread in all the directions in this world and the next. For what we need nowadays more than ever is peace. And we need to put an end to the warfare that is stripping and tearing us apart as a human race. For if you cut my arm, red blood flows. If I cut your arm, red blood flows. We are all bound together by a symphony of blood and bone. And my teachings are about connecting you to your human instinct, to connect you to your intuition, to your sense of smell, your sense of hearing, your sense of reflection, to become like the leopard. We need to learn to dance and feel like the leopard. These steps are very simple. These steps are very easy. And I'm going to take you step by step along this mystical journey, the mystical journey of the African shaman, of the Sangoma. For the word Sangoma means people of the song. And I'm going to take you on this journey through rhythm and song. I will teach you how to shake your body. I will teach you how to shake your bones. I will teach you how to feel the earth beneath your feet and how to listen to your dreams. For this is an ancient path, and it doesn't matter what color your skin is and what culture you're from. If you're a human being with red blood, I can help you to walk like the leopard and to connect with the earth like the elephant. Welcome to these teachings of the way of the leopard. Wamkelekile ukufunda ubuntu ubunzulu. Wamkelekile. I say welcome to these teachings of humanity, these teachings of the depth of humanity, which I bring to you from the heart and soul of South Africa. For my name is John Keith Kelly Lockley, and my Xhosa Sangoma name is Udzingulandaba, which means the messenger. And I bring you a message of humanity from the Xhosa nation, from Nelson Mandela's people. Didi Gamaku, I honor and praise you. Welcome, Gamaku.
The human being, or us human beings, we are very lucky because we have seven senses. The leopard represents all six senses. In particular, the sixth sense, the sense of intuition, the sense of connecting to the natural wisdom, the sense of this primal energy where everything is one and everything is like this electrical current where everything is connected. Now, we as human beings have the seventh sense, which is the sense of dreaming, being able to dream and see the future and connect with other worlds and connect with our ancestors. Now, I have devised these teachings the way of the leopard because of dreams I've received and because of the suffering of mankind at the moment, the suffering of humanity. And also because this faculty of dreaming is starting to fade. People are losing the art of dreaming. And as we lose the art of dreaming, we lose a vital aspect of our humanity. And the human race starts to falter. And this is what we are seeing all around us. Because if you don't use a gift, it starts to atrophy. So this beautiful gift of dreaming and how to dream is starting to be forgotten. So I've been called through my own dreams and my own training as a traditional shaman, as a traditional African medicine man, as a Sangoma. I've been called to help bring these ancient teachings back and to help inspire people to reconnect with all their seven senses and to reconnect with their bones and with their ancestors and with who they are. So, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Way of the Leopard teachings. And it's about first connecting you with your senses. So, a lot of us are caught up in our minds. We are caught up in the humdrum of our daily existence. And I'm going to go through each of these senses and show you how you can connect with the natural world and with your intuition through connecting with your senses. So just like the leopard wakes up, it listens to its heartbeat, to its inner landscape. It scratches itself, it stretches. It smells the world around it, and it listens. It's straight away starting to harmonize its inner landscape with the outer world, with nature. The inner landscape is listening to its heartbeat, listening to its bones, listening to what's happening inside of it. At the same time, it's also listening to the outer world. Is there food nearby? Is there danger? Is there a mate? What is the weather doing? Is a storm coming? Is the rain coming? It's smelling, it's sensing. As it's doing that, it's communing with nature, it's connecting with nature. And this is what we have to do as human beings. So I'm going to be teaching people how to connect with their senses in a very grounded, very dynamic way. But just bear in mind that each of the senses are connected, just like the spokes of a wheel. So as you connect with your sense of smell, or as you connect with your sense of hearing, you are also switching on your sixth sense, your intuition. So what is intuition? Intuition is the ability to feel, the ability to connect, the ability to think in a non-linear way, to just get information, to just know things without any intellectual understanding. And all of these steps, all of these senses are feeding and nourishing and connecting and helping the seventh sense, which is the sense of dreaming. Now, why is dreaming important, some of you may say? Why is dreaming important for me? Why is it important for me to remember my dreams, John? And I can say to you very simply, it's important for you to remember your dreams because one day you will die. And if you are connected to your dreams, you are connected to the dream time and you have less fear of death. Because every day we all die. Every day we all go to sleep and our spirits and souls enter the dream time. So connecting with your dreams and what happens at night and what you see and what you feel in the dream time feeds your soul and helps you connect with your immortality. Our immortality is our souls, is our spirits. Animals know this, but we have forgotten that connection. So, without sounding religious to you, just in a very, very basic way, in the Xhosa culture and also a lot of indigenous cultures, and if you study Hinduism, you'll see it's also there and also a little bit in Buddhism, we are seen as coming from the space of nothingness or the space of the dreaming. And we enter into this physical world through our mother and father. So in traditional Xhosa or traditional African spirituality, we honor the portal, the physical portal. So we honor our mother and father and we honor our ancestors because we have been birthed into this physical realm through these two people called mom and dad. So we always honor our ancestors as well as the great spirit or the great dreamer. So traditionally, in the Bushman people or the Khoisan people of the Kalahari, who are reputed to be the oldest indigenous tribe in the world today, they live in the Kalahari, which is a desert region in Botswana. And their cosmology or their way of working with nature is very connected with the Xhosa people who I've been adopted by and trained by. Because the Xhosa people intermixed with the Khoisan, that's why you have so many clicks in the Xhosa language, which is very beautiful. So anyway, the Xhosa or Bushman people of the Kalahari would look at the sky and say that we are a dream which has been dreamt by the great dreamer. And I love that. We are a dream that's been dreamt by the great dreamer. And in Buddhism, we say that we come from the space of nothingness. And in Zen, we say, life is a dream and we need to wake up from this dream. So one of the reasons for working with dreams is to connect with your immortality, to connect with your soul, and also to connect with your joie de vie, your joy of living, and to connect with your calling. Why am I alive? What am I doing in this world? What is my job? As you reflect and you listen to your dreams and you have this intention, your life will become clearer. Your waking life will become clearer. So, as we listen and work with our dreams, we start to wake up in our physical world. As we listen and work with our dreams, we start to connect with the dream time. As we listen and connect with our dreams, we develop less of a fear of death and we start to see the synchronicities and interconnectedness between our friends, our family, and not just the human world, but also the natural world and the world of plants. So these are some of the things I'm going to be talking about in these Way of the Leopard teachings. So I want to start the journey off with all of you. And I want to start this journey off with teaching you one of the most important things with connecting with your leopard nature, connecting with your humanity, connecting with your seven senses. To start that journey, means to close your eyes, to sit up straight, to bring your awareness inwards, and to start to become familiar with the inner landscape of your soul. So, the first step is for you to connect with your own heartbeat. And I would like to guide you to your own heartbeat. So for now, I ask you to sit back, sit straight up, feel your spine, feel your body, feel your feet resting in the ground. Take a deep breath in. Slowly release it. Take another deep breath in. Slowly release it. Take one more deep breath in. Slowly release it, bringing it all the way down to your belly button. And now I'd like you to become aware of your own heartbeat. Just listen to it. Just feel it. If you struggle to feel your own heartbeat, then just place your fingers at your pulse points on your wrist. Or you can place your hand on your heart and just feel that rhythm, feel that vibration. Your heart is your connection to the natural world. Your heart is the only organ that connects you to the spirit world. The heart is the only organ that has got both a physical and a metaphysical or spiritual connection. So first, I'd like you to feel your physical heartbeat. Feel each pulse as it's moving in your veins and taking a breath in. Energize your heartbeat with beautiful prana, beautiful oxygen. Breathing in through the crown of your head, breathe in a sense of light, a sense of oxygen, a sense of optimism, a sense of energy. Breathe it into the crown of your head to energize and ignite your heartbeat. How is the beat of your heart? If you feel emotions coming up, wonderful. If you feel pain coming up, wonderful. Any kind of feeling is okay. Accept your heart and accept the way it's beating. And what a good thing to do is also to grab some kind of thick blanket and just wrap yourself in the blanket. The wrapping or moving the blanket around your body will help to facilitate you going deeper into your spirit, because the blanket will give you another skin. So if you're feeling a bit vulnerable, a bit emotional, just hold the blanket and wrap it around you. So here we go. At this point, if you're feeling bored, then you've got some work to do. I liken listening to the heartbeat to surfing. You must feel your heartbeat and ride your heartbeat like riding a board on a wave. It's a bit edgy. It's unpredictable. But it's exquisitely beautiful. You need to get to the place where you can enjoy your heartbeat as a child enjoys listening to its mother's heartbeat in the womb. All of us love the heartbeat. Why? Because when we are little babies in our mother's womb, the first sense that is developed is the sense of hearing. And one of the ways that we calm down as a baby is by listening to the gentle pulse of our mother's heartbeat. And then when we are little ones and we're running around outside and we're feeling a sense of dis-ease or a sense of not feeling well or feeling scared or feeling frightened or just wanting a hug, your mother grabs you and wraps you in her arms, and very soon the soothing beat of your mother's heartbeat enables you to relax, let go, surrender, and fall asleep. And I see this almost every day in the townships of South Africa, in particular the township where I was trained, in my teacher's village. We would sit with the sangomas, most of whom are women, and there's always one little child who's with its mother, or there's other children outside. When they are struggling, or they're making too much noise, or maybe they're upset, we just bring them inside, we wrap a blanket around them, and we hold them. And very soon, they start to relax and surrender because they are listening to the heartbeat of the mother. And then they are passed on to the other people in the room. And again, they listen to our heartbeats. And we wrap the blankets around them. And they go into a place of soothing surrender. So I encourage you, as you're listening to me, to go to a place of soothing surrender, as if you are on the sea, on a board, listening to the sea beneath you and feeling the currents of the water underneath you. And you are letting go, and it is beautiful, and you are safe, and you are feeling held, you are feeling supported, and you are breathing. And you're breathing. And you're breathing. As you can connect to your heartbeat, you can connect to all of life. As you can soothe your own heartbeat, you can connect to all of life. The secret resides inside your beating heart. Breathing. How is your heart doing? I encourage you to ask yourself one question. How are you? You can say the name, your name. So, I want you to connect with your own spirit, your own soul. Not your ego, your soul. And the way to do that is very simple. As you're listening to the soothing rhythm of your own heart, I'd like you to send a question to your heart, like a drop of water into the sea. I'd like you to ask your heart, How are you? So whatever your first name is, you can say, like my first name is John. So I'll say, how are you, John? Not John, the personality or the ego, but my spirit. So if you're feeling a bit lost, you can say, I call on my spirit. I call on my spirit and say your name. So for instance, it was me, I'd say, I call on John. Come to me. Your first relationship is your relationship with yourself. In order to end the warfare in the human race, we need to befriend ourselves first. Your first relationship is with your own heartbeat and with your own spirit. Once you can make peace with your own spirit and listen to it very carefully, all the other steps in terms of the way of the leopard are very, very simple and very easy. We'll keep going back to connecting with your heartbeat because it's central to this work. So you listen to your heart, breathing in, breathing out, and then you say your name. How are you? Like I would say, how are you, John? And you would say, how are, whatever your name is, how are you? Mention your name. Now you know you're connecting with your soul and your spirit when the response you get is an image or a color or maybe one word or maybe two words. That's it. Because your soul, your spirit, communicates in the language of rhythm, song, color, emotion. The language of dreams is the language of the soul. You know when you're connecting with your soul in this moment. You know when you ask how you are and the response is very simple. If it's a long paragraph and lots of words, then take a deep breath in and out and listen to your heart again because you're just connecting with your ego. Sorry about that. That's okay because we all lead very busy lives. So stand up, sit down, put the blanket around you and just tune into your heartbeat for a moment. This just takes a second. How are you? How are you doing? And whatever the response is, whatever your spirit says to you, whatever your heart says to you, do not judge yourself. Do not criticize yourself. Listen to your pain. Listen to your emotions. For therein lies the key to your connection to your spirit and also to Utiko, the great spirit and the great dreamer. There's a great Sufi mystic who says that God shines a light through the cracks of our humanity. So whatever your cracks are, whatever your pain is, whatever your sadness is, do not ignore it. Do not put it under the blanket. Just feel it, breathe into it, and energize it with the soothing rhythm of your heartbeat, and surrender, and let go into it. How are you? And now the next question I'm going to ask you to ask your spirit is, why do you eat every day? What was your face before you were born? And what is your face going to be when you die? Those are my only questions for you. So first, listen to your heartbeat. Feel the soothing rhythm. How are you? Why do you eat every day? What was your face before you were born? And what's your face going to be when you die? You don't know. That's good, because neither do I. I don't know either. And that sense of not knowing, and not knowing and just breathing into it and trying to find the answers, but not through your mind, but through your senses and through your heartbeat, just listening to your heartbeat. And that's guiding you into that space of not knowing. It's guiding you like a navigator through stormy seas. And that's what's going to open you up in the dreaming. It's going to open you up into the dream time. It's going to open up your senses. It's going to open up your intuition. So you're listening to your heartbeat now. Soothing rhythm of your heartbeat. How are you? Why do you eat every day? What was your face before you were born? What is your face going to be when you die? Connecting with your spirit, connecting with your heartbeat. You don't know the answer, that's okay. Breathing in, breathing out. You don't know, that's okay. Let go, let go. Let go. Let go. Surrender completely. Now, as we embark and start on this journey of the Way of the Leopard, ask your heart a very personal question. As you're connecting with your heartbeat in this deeply mystical and soothing way, if you have a particular question, or like, for instance, I'm not really sure what I need to do with my life. I'm just not happy doing what I'm doing right now. It seems like a very simple question. It's a question I hear a lot of, actually. A lot of people feel lost. A lot of people want to connect with their calling, but they don't know how. So let's start now. Let's do it together, you and me. Let me guide you through this. If you are serious about why do you eat every day, if you are serious about trying to find your calling, then just ask that. Drop that into your own heartbeat. Feel your own heartbeat and just put that question there. What is my calling? And then let go. And each time you meditate, each time you listen to your heartbeat, bring that question up and then let go. And now we're going to explore this through each of these seven senses, through each of these steps along the Way of the Leopard, with these Way of the Leopard teachings. I'm going to help navigate you towards your spirit, towards your people, towards your natural instinct. And if you do it with full awareness, with full intention, it's going to change your life. Because these teachings have changed my life. And I come here to Sounds True, to these beautiful studios, to just share something that I've learned. Because we know in South Africa that a happier world benefits everyone. So as I'm helping you, so I'm helping myself, and I'm helping my fellow South Africans. So we'll continue with these Way of the Leopard teachings in the following session. Thank you for listening. I love the Lord.
Lay your head down real close to me. Thank you. Talking about him now,
Aiko, Aiko, one day.
Jagamofino, talking about hey now, hey now,
hey now.
Aiko, aiko, ande. Shagamo fino, anane. Shagamo finane. Shagamo finane.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with Fallen Woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.